Chapter 9. We erroneously identify ourselves with our body and environment. This identification and attachment is the root cause of our bondage, misery, and sufferings. Actually, our body and the visible world around are mere projections and materialization of our mind process. That is, our thoughts, emotions, perceptions, convictions, and faith. It is in the mental state of consciousness that we imagine, think, and behold anything as a person or material, and something as good or bad. Inasmuch as the sense world is a mere image in the mind acts as an instrument for the projection of its higher self, that is the soul. This higher self, or the God consciousness, is the basic, original, only real and eternal creative principle and substance of all life. However, the dense clouds of our egoistic thoughts and beliefs overshadow the effulgent soul within, and we fail to recognize and realize our divine inheritance. God consciousness operates through the faculty of mind. God consciousness operates through the faculty of mind. On the intellectual plane, we might be tempted to think of mind as creative processing power. But in reality, it is the omnipotent divine soul which manifests through the mind in all physical form. It is merely the condition of mind which determines as to what we see and experience in the material world. We often say, a particular person is very material-minded, while someone is spiritual-minded. But mind by itself is unconditioned. It simply projects what is entertained in it through the thoughts. We are either letting it be permeated with higher, sublime thoughts, or lower, depraved thoughts. A mind receptive to the divine inflow and conditioned to the thoughts of purity, cooperation, charity, forgiveness, kindness, and love must exude goodness, peace, and harmony. On the other hand, when the mind misuses its inherited freedom and entertains perverted thoughts, it becomes out of tune with the divine will, thereby creating disharmony in the material world. A mind filled with negative and depraved thoughts of fear, disease, limitation, lack, selfishness, lust, malice, hate, revenge, etc., reflects them in all aspects of our life. Since the good or bad that comes to our experience is determined by what is allowed to pass through the mind, the importance of thought power in making a harmonious living or a hell for ourselves and for the world around cannot be overemphasized. We simply create what we think. However, as long as we are attached to any kind of thoughts, good or bad, we are still in the realm of mind. Once we come to realize our true identity through the faculty of mind, we simply surrender ourself to the God self. This conscious awareness takes us beyond the realm of mind into God's grace. In such a surrender, we are stripped off of our personal sense of power, both physical and mental, and realize that only God's power creates and directs the universe and sustains all its activity. In the spiritual sense, the mind only functions as a means for the realization of God consciousness, or a channel for the projection and manifestation of the divine power. Mind, imbued with spirituality, becomes an instrument through which the divine grace flows and externalizes in the form of abundance, harmony, peace, joy, bliss, and love, resulting in a wondrous, beautiful life.